Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, are you ready to learn?
Hi friends, my name is Peter. What kind of shoes are you wearing? Today's topic is fashion.
And our title is Let's Talk About Shoes. Let's talk about shoes. So Peter, what happened on yesterday's show?
Yesterday, Rob told Sam that he has many shoes in his closet. A closet is where you keep things like your clothes, your shoes, jackets, and towels.
Yeah, it's a great place to organize your things. Well, I am excited to talk more and learn more about shoes today. And I hope you guys are too. But first, let's read it together. Here's Peter to help.
Linda, Alex, and James are at the shoe store. They are shopping for shoes. Alex needs new dress shoes. Linda can help. She finds a pair that are really fashionable. Alex likes them, but they cost a lot. James looks at the sale rack. He finds a pair of high heels. He thinks Linda will like them. She does like them, but they are not her size.
Thanks, Peter. Well, shoes are not cheap. They can be pretty expensive. That's why I always go shoe shopping when they are on sale.
But even when shoes are on sale, they can still be very expensive.
Well, think about it, Peter. If you want good shoes that last a long time, then you have to pay for it. It will be worth it.
That's true, and it will be worth it to go to Christina. She has our keywords for today.
Hello, 今天我们来到了一家鞋店。Alex 说他想要买一双 dress shoes。什么是 dress shoes 呢？对男性来说 ，dress shoes 就是配西装或者是稍微正式场合穿的绅士鞋。Alex needs new dress shoes。Linda 帮他挑到了一双不错的。Linda 觉得这双鞋很 fashionable, 很时髦，很流行的。Linda 说 ,they are really fashionable. Alex 也觉得那双鞋子不错，但是一问价钱也太贵了吧。They cost a lot. 动词 cost 就是花费，所价。后来 James 在特卖区看到了一双很好看的高跟鞋。James saw them at the sale rack. 名词 sale 就是减价拍卖或者是特卖。Linda 看到了她喜欢的高跟鞋，开心地说 high heels. 这个 high heels 指的就是高跟鞋。Linda likes those high heels.
This is a great shoe store, Linda. Look at all these shoes.
I know.There are so many colors and styles. What kind of shoes are you looking for?
I need a new pair of dress shoes.
What about this pair? They are really fashionable.
They are nice. How much do they cost?
They cost $250.
What? They're not that nice.
Alex and Linda are in a shoe store. Peter, did you see all those shoes? There are so many colors and styles.
Yeah, there are a lot to choose from. Alex seems very excited to be in the shoe store. He says, look at all these shoes. What a great sentence that is.
Yes, and we have a great teacher to tell us more about it. Here's Christina.
Alex 进到鞋店觉得这家鞋店很棒。他对 Linda 说 ,look at all these shoes. 请你看一下这个句子。我们先说形容词 all, 所有的。一般的形容词都是放在名词前面。比如说 ,look at the blue shoes, 或者是 ,look at the cute baby, 都是把形容词直接放在名词前面。可是今天 Alex 说的是 ,look at all these shoes.形容词 all 所放置的位置比较特别一点，你要说 all the people are welcome, 或者 He saved all his money in the bank. 除此之外 ,Alex 用惊叹的语气说 ,Look at all these shoes. 使用这种说法的时候通常都是看到了很棒很壮观的景象。比如说在花园里看到好多争奇斗艳的花就说 ,Look at all the flowers. 或者是看到好多好棒的甜点可以跟朋友说 ,Look at all the dessert.
Thanks, Christina.So what kind of shoes does Alex want to buy?
He needs new dress shoes.
Dress shoes. Oh, maybe he needs dress shoes for work. Dress shoes you wear to the office. And you will wear a nice shirt, pants, and a suit, maybe.
Yeah, or maybe he wants to buy them because he's going to a fancy dinner or a wedding. Everyone has to have nice shoes at those places.
Well, what about this pair? What do they call these?
Oh, well, those are not dress shoes. And you know what? I don't think Alex would want to wear your shoes. He wants to buy his own shoes. That's why he's at the shoe store.
Well, I think they look pretty nice. I would wear them. But what about this pair? Marie, what about this pair? Don't you remember? That's today's...Calendar phrase!
What about this pair?
What about this pair?
这双鞋如何?
I'm looking for a pair of shoes.
What about this pair?
No, they're too big.
What about this pair?
No, they're too fancy.
What about this pair?
No, not those.
What shoes are you looking for?
My shoes. I took them off and can't find them.
Oh. What about this pair?
What about this pair?
这双鞋如何?
Linda found a pair of shoes for Alex. They are really fashionable.
Fashionable? What does this word mean?
It means something is stylish. We use this word fashionable when talking about things like clothes or jewelry. Do you see these earrings I'm wearing?
Yes.
Well, they are very fashionable, aren't they? They are colorful and sparkly. Everyone is wearing them these days.
They are very fashionable. You know, I might want to buy, my friend a pair for her birthday. How much do those cost?
They cost $25. Hey, we just used today's grammar point, Peter. That means it's time for us to visit Rebecca.
Hello, friends. I know that right now is your favorite part of the entire lesson. Grammar point time.If you want to ask someone how much something costs, you can use this grammar point. For example, how much do they cost? And of course, you can answer by saying, they cost 2,000 NT. And here's the question again, how much do they cost? Now, perhaps something costs too much money. You can respond by saying, they cost too much.This is very useful to English students. So now, it's up to you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So the shoes Linda picked out, how much do they cost?
They cost $250.
$250? That is too expensive.
I don't think Alex wants to spend that much on shoes.Well, friends, right now it's time for us to take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
We all need shoes, right? And shoes cost money. Peter, what is the most amount of money you ever spent on one pair of shoes?
Maybe about $100.
Oh, $100. Well, that's not too bad. I think I've spent about $260 for one pair. But hey, I still have them.
Wow, that is a nice pair of shoes, and we have a nice conversation coming up. Let's watch it together.
Hey, Linda. Look at these shoes.
High heels. I love them. Where did you find them?
I was looking at the sale rack. Are they your size?
Let me look. No, they're size 9. I wear size 7.
Too bad.
Hey, Alex, let's both look at the sale rack. Maybe you can find some shoes there.
Good idea.
First, Linda was talking about shoes with Alex. Now she is talking about them with James. Linda loves shoes, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. And from what I heard, she also has a lot of shoes in her closet.
Well, she does wear a different pair almost every day at work. And James may have found her another pair. He says, look at these shoes.
Great. I'm sure they are very nice. Well, before we find out what kind of shoes he found, let's visit Christina. She will tell us more about the sentence, look at these shoes.
James 找到了一双很不错的高跟鞋。他对 Linda 说, look at these shoes. 这个句子很简单,但是我们要停下来看一下。James 拿的是一双高跟鞋,但是他用复数说 look at these shoes. 因为一双是两只鞋子,所以我们要用复数。这个跟我们中文一般的表达方式不同,要小心别弄错了。所以 Linda 看着这双鞋子说 I love them.他说的也就是这一双鞋，但是用了复数的 them。James 问他，这双鞋是你的尺寸吗？ Are they your size? Linda 回答说， They are size 9, 他们是9号的。你如果重看这一段对话，并且留意他们把一双鞋用复数来表达，就会发现它的特别之处了。我们来举例，比如你找到一双鞋想推荐给我，你说What do you think about these shoes? 我不太喜欢就说 I don't like them. Their color doesn't look good to me. 所以都要用复数哦。
Thank you very much, Christina. So what kind of shoes did James find for Linda?
High heels. These are women's shoes that have tall heels. I wear high heels when I...wear a dress, or when I feel like being tall.
But aren't they hard to walk in? I don't know how girls do it.
Hey, we get used to it. Well, Linda loves wearing high heels, and she loves the ones James picked out. She wants to know where he found them. Do you guys remember where he got them from?
Oh, I remember. He got them from the sale rack.Let's talk more about this word, sale. If the cost of something is lower than it usually is, then we call this a sale.
Right. We can say, everything in the store is on sale for 50% off. Now that winter is over, all the boots in the store are on sale.
Have you ever bought something on sale? I'm sure that you have.Tell a friend about something you have bought on sale.
So these high heels Linda is looking at, will she buy them?
Well, first, she has to find out how much they cost or what the right size is for her. If the shoe doesn't fit, she shouldn't buy them.
Yeah, and we find out that they are a size 9. Linda wears a size 7. That's too bad.You know, I've been in this position before, and maybe you guys have too.
Well, now it's time for us to review all the things we learned about today. Let's take a look at those key words.
Here's our first key word of the day. Dress shoe. Dress shoe. Tim wears dress shoes for work.
Fashionable. Fashionable. These hats are fashionable.
Cost. Cost. How much did your shoes cost?
Sale. Sale. The shoe store has a big sale today.
High heels. High heels. Her high heels are very tall. Friends, make sure to keep on practicing those key words. Now it's time for us to go back to our conversations one more time.
This is a great shoe store, Linda. Look at all these shoes.
I know. There are so many colors and styles. What kind of shoes are you looking for?
I need a new pair of dress shoes.
What about this pair? They are really fashionable.
They are nice. How much do they cost?
They cost $250.
What? They're not that nice.
Hey, Linda. Look at these shoes.
High heels. I love them. Where did you find them?
I was looking at the sale rack. Are they your size?
Let me look. No, they're size 9. I wear size 7.
Too bad.
Hey, Alex, let's both look at the sale rack. Maybe you can find some shoes there.
Good idea.
Shoes, shoes, shoes. We all love shoes, don't we? Well, Peter, I know you don't love shoes as much as I do, but today we will learn some fun facts about them. I think you will find them very interesting.
Okay, well, like what?
Well, did you know that the average American woman has 19 pairs of shoes?
19 pairs of shoes? That's a lot.
Yes, it is. I have about 15 to 20 pairs of shoes, and the average American man has about 12 pairs of shoes.
Okay, well, here's an interesting fact that I have heard. One popular magazine reports the average woman will buy 469 pairs of shoes in her lifetime. She will spend about $25,000.
Wow, $25,000 in one lifetime? When you think about it, that is a lot of money. But you know what? I think they will be worth every penny, especially if they are cute.
Okay, well, this was an interesting chat, but we have another one coming right up. It's Jungle Chit Chat. Let's watch it together.
Look, Ginger, I have something for you.
Yay! What is it?
Well, you said you wanted a pair of shoes, right?
Right! Are those my shoes?
Yes, I went shopping for shoes.
Yay! Are they sneakers?
Nope.
Are they slippers or boots?
Nope. I got you a pair of dress shoes.
Huh? What are dress shoes?
Fancy shoes. These shoes are very fashionable.
But James!
I bought you some high heels.
High heels? James! I don't want high heels. Why did you buy me high heels?
They were on sale.
Oh, I want sneakers. I want sneakers.
Oh, no.
Huh?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about shoes. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Philip Flappa. Thanks for joining us today, Philip.
You're welcome, Rob.
Philip, you design clothes, right?
That's right. I am a fashion designer.
Wonderful. Then you can help us answer today's question. Today's question comes from Thomas Holden of Topeka, Kansas. Thomas writes, "My wife owns hundreds of pairs of shoes. Why do women need so many shoes? I don't even know what some of the shoes are. Can you tell me about different types of shoes?"
Of course. Well, you know, actually, both men and women can own many types of shoes.
Well, that's true. We all need different shoes for different events and activities.
Yes, exactly.
So, can you tell us about a few?
Sure. First, let's talk about men's shoes. When men go to the office, they go to an important event, they'll wear a dress shoe.
Well, dress shoes are very formal.
Women also have dress shoes. Their dress shoes usually have a higher heel. That's why we call them high heels or high-heeled shoes.
Oh, what kind of shoes do people wear when they exercise?
Well, they usually wear an athletic shoe. This is for exercise.
Oh, okay. There are many different types of athletic shoes or sneakers, right?
That's right. Now, there are also different types of shoes depending on the weather.
Oh, that's true.
For example, sandals are shoes that people wear in the summer. They are usually more open, so they are cooler.
Oh, that's right. And people wear boots when the weather is colder or rainy. Boots keep the feet warm and protect them.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for the information, Philip. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
I go shoe shopping all the time. And you want to hear a story, Peter? One time I was shopping for shoes and I picked up a shoe. And on the bottom it says size 36. 36? I'm not a size 36.
Okay, well that's a different number. There are different systems from different places. There's a European size, a size in the UK, and a size in America. They're all different numbers, but don't worry, that shoe can still fit.
Yes, and I found that later on after I asked the helper.
Well, thanks for joining us today. We had a lot of fun, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.